Mr. Garrett, you are concluding with some comments relative to your involvement in the church.
I was saying that it was in 1947 that I was first elected to go to what we call in the Amy Zion Church our General Conference. Now, our General Conference meets every 4 years, and I have attended as a delegate every General Conference since 1948. So, church-wise, I have depended on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to guide me. As we bring this meeting to a conclusion, I want to share with you and all the readers or listeners 10 reasons as to why I am thankful to Almighty God for His goodness. My number one reason for being thankful to Almighty God, He woke me up this morning. My number two reason for being thankful to Almighty God, He woke me up this morning. My number three reason for being thankful to Almighty God, He woke me up this morning. My number four reason for being thankful to Almighty God, He woke me up this morning. My number five reason for being thankful to Almighty God, He woke me up this morning. My number six reason for being thankful to Almighty God, He woke me up this morning. My number seven reason for being thankful to Almighty God, He woke me up this morning. My number eight reason for being thankful to Almighty God, He woke me up this morning. And my number nine reason for being thankful to Almighty God, He woke me up this morning. If I was in church, now I'd say my number 10 reason for being thankful to Almighty God, and I'd ask the congregation to help me say, He woke me up this morning. So with that, I can either stop or take the next question or listen to you.
Mr. Garrett, it has been a great honor for me to sit through and talk with you during this interview. Thank you very much for sharing with me some of the highlights of your life.
You're quite welcome.
Also, I want to thank Mr. Murray York, Assistant Director of Special Collections here in Joyner Library, for making this interview possible.
Thank you.
Thank both of you.
Thank you.